Cape Town wakes up. Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
To the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
On Smile FM.
A survey found that starting today, kids will do this 5 times this week. What is it?
I'm guessing if you have a sibling, you know, start a fight with them. Or give your parents grey hair. Like, that's what they're going
to
do.
I think they won't go to school.
Oh, yeah, no.
Guys, what? It's school holidays. Five days.
Yeah. Annette says sleep in, and Quibus reckons leave their cell phones to go to sleep. And those are two team players that are following Captain Obvious, Ricky Schroeder.
Eat you bankrupt.
Yay! Have you got kids, Sherwin?
I've got it. I'm speaking from experience. Because last year in the mall school, I just had to leave with them.
Yeah.
And after 1 week, I said, I might as well go back to work because the money's all up. You guys eat all day, every day.
They will tell you how bored they are every single day.
Well, good luck keeping them entertained, Teresa, and thank you very much. Well done. You are correct. You are the one. The other one. We've got nothing to give you, but you are. Right. What are your memories of your school holidays? And how does it compare to what you're doing to keep your kids busy nowadays? If I think back, I've got two very distinctive memories. The first one is teenagehood, which was quite boring. I would be left alone at home with "This is CNN" all day, and Desmond Dube selling us. What was he selling us?
Life insurance,
life cover, cover. And then there was that other insurance agency that used to always promote getting something out, and there was some fellow that would dress up, and I knew all the words to all those ads, and those would just play on TV nonstop. So teenagehood wasn't fun. Watching TV on your own, being an only child. My parents said, why don't you make friends and then you can also go away for the holidays. Because my friends don't want me to come because their parents don't have money. Anyway, the other memory, which is a lot fonder, is of being, you know, a lighty-lighty.
Yeah. Mm.
And being left at home and playing in, we lived on the edge of Bushveld. Mm. So I would go out and play and ride bikes and throw mud at other people and try and throw mud at them without them knowing it was you. That was part of it. Which is almost like some sort of a terror activity, now that I think about it. You know, we were little terrorists.
Like playing tok-toki as well. That's what we used to do.
Did you?
Play tok-toki.
Was jy ooit gevang?
Never mind.
Our captain, is too fast, John.
Never mind.
We didn't have, a lot of toys or electronics back in the day. So we had to, you know, invent our own games. We had to explore the woods, those kind of things. We played rugby, soccer. So we went out early in the morning and came back late at night. So that was basically how our holidays how it went.
And you were safe doing that as well, weren't you? I mean, there was no real you were safe. There were no real concerns that you were out all day and your parents didn't know exactly where you were.
No, because it's a small town. Everyone knows everyone here. So the only time you would get into trouble is if someone's grandfather or someone's grandmother was seeing you doing some naughty stuff in the woods or, you know, swimming without adult supervision, those kind of things. They would run to your parents and you would be too afraid to go back home because you know we knew what was waiting.
I just want to know, you mentioned doing naughty things in the woods. Would you mind telling us, maybe sharing with us a little bit about what would you get up to in the woods then? Come on, Graham.
So,
don't hold out.
So we like I said, we did a lot of things. So one of the things we love to do was we love to make poikikos in a coffee tin. Each one of our friends would bring an ingredient or two, and we would make a fire, and we would try and make our own poikikos and those kind of things. We would cook food even if we didn't have a clue what it would turn out or how it would turn out. So that's what we tried to do back in the day.
So it was actually just a galley block.
It's just a galley block.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah, you know, we did a lot of those things.
No, no, we're Brasse van die Kaap got that song, Vitae Poitie, Magtae Poitie. Because it was from Brasse.
Yeah.
And you've got kids, are they allowed to run wild in the forest as well, or what do they get up to?
My son, he likes to explore. We have a bit of a vineyard in the back of our yard, or it's you know, at the back of our property. Mm. But most of the time, the two of them, they are 12 and 8, so they are just on their phones the whole day, playing Xbox and eating. That's all they do nowadays.
Jeez, you guys were still kids. We were like employees when it was holidays, because that's what I remember of my school holidays. It's so funny how my mom just decided that, hey, when it's school holidays, she's going to start spring cleaning.
I think our biggest or fond memory was my brother and I and my sister. We, you know, the
guy throws her in at the end there. My sister.
You know the blankets that's always lying in the TV room.
Yes,
that keeps you warm. So we decided to take it out and then build tents outside, and that was so lekker. It was
fort,
like a fort. That was our little escape. And then my brother and I also took. You know when digital cameras came out the first time.
Mm-hmm.
The silver Sony digital cameras. Yeah. Then we decided to start shooting National Geographic documentaries, capturing bees and little insects.
That's where the TV work started for Ricky Schroeder.
I'll send you guys when I get home a little bit late. I'll send you the videos.
Did you do the talking and your brother did the filming? Or
Both
of you.
We were on cams. He did a link, then I would do a link, and then we would get stung by bees.
Breakfast Show 6 to 9. Smile 90.4 FM.